Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded for October 9th, 2024, Season 1, Episode 45, the last episode of Season 1, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. He's Tom Manas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Chedkins, the host of your show, and this is all about the San Antonio Gunslingers of the Indoor Football League. We ask you to like and subscribe on YouTube and Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well, and sound off with a comment on where you are in the world, or a question or comment for Coach. Any comments before we come right back, Coach?
How do I follow up with that? I mean, no, glad to be here. And last episode, right? And we're at 110,000 views, and thank you everybody out there. We appreciate you. Looking forward to this one.
We'll be back with the first quarter in just a moment.
It's the high school football season, the most exciting time of the year.
That's right, Greg, and John Wayne Service Company is in on the action with Texas Sports Productions.
Watch and listen to the hundreds of games this season on the all-new TSP app, and vote for the John Wayne Player of the Game during the games and the John Wayne Player of the Week beginning on Sundays during the season.
Go to johnwayne.com to vote and be automatically entered to win a $10,000 home makeover.
Get in the game today with TSP
and John Wayne Service Company.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslingers, let's go, baby!
Woo! That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
And welcome back to Branded, live from Matanga's Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. We have some reviews flowing in right now.
Reviews already? We haven't done anything.
Well, I'm still having a...
How about some hellos?
Hellos, yeah.
Okay.
Dustin saying he loves the show and that he's from Arizona, like we didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ronald Collier from Gallatin, Tennessee. Hope you are okay up in Tennessee, Ronald.
Yeah.
And Monica Marin here from Sports Coast to Coast.
Yep.
So
just
far.
A big thank you to all those people. And again, I know everyone's that, what is it? Hurricane Milton is supposed to hit ground tonight. So, again, I'm asking everyone for their prayers. And then all the football players and coaches from around any league, I don't care what league you're in, if you need something, reach out, and we're going to get help to you. I promise you. I know Miss Susan and I, that's a big cause for us. And I know our fans and the way they act, that we're gonna be very reactive to whatever we need to do to help anybody who gets in a tough spot.
So. Well, you just flew in yourself very, very recently. You just got in town yesterday.
Right.
How about them travels? And well, it's, there's always a story.
It's the same old thing. I mean, you know, it's funny. I've traveled a lot. I travel a lot. And 90% of the time you sit next to somebody who's just great and, you know, just perfect. And I had a guy get on the plane and, you know, he had like 8 bags with him. And he's telling me to move my one backpack so he could put his bags in there. And I just looked at him and I said, you know, no, I'm not going to do that.
How did he even get on a plane with 8 bags?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. And
he must have been somebody special.
Bunch of little bags, and you know, and I just enough's enough, you know, with some people. I mean, but other than that, it was great. Just kind of get home long enough to do laundry and then get back on the plane, and that's okay. That's kind of the life we lead. But no, it's great to be back. I mean, the weather's fantastic here.
In the mornings. You like the morning?
I love every morning here. I mean, it's 90 degrees and beautiful out, and, you know, you can't complain. And back home's been gorgeous. The Midwest has just been, you know, I talked to Dave Mogensen in Iowa. I talked to Mike Davis in Vegas. I've talked to a couple other coaches, and they all say, you know, the same thing. What a great fall we're having, and the weather's been great. And, you know, I haven't talked to Gibby, and I don't know how Jacksonville's doing, but, you know, I hope they're all going to be okay.
Well, we do have a spot report from Fort Myers in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Monica Marin saying she's watching the live stream from there on her other laptop, and Milton is starting to ramp up.
Yeah.
One of our favorite people is checking in. That would be Pam Rackler saying, nice hat, Coach.
Thanks, Pam. I miss you. I haven't seen you in a minute. Yeah, it was really, I guess the most ominous thing, to put this in perspective, about that storm was today they came out and said, listen, we understand if you feel like you can't leave your home, right? And we understand that if you are one of those, you know, people that just, I'm going to ride it out. And then they came back and said, just make sure you write your name on your body with the Sharpie so we can identify the body.
And that's pretty grim.
Yeah, and when you hear that, you know, man, if you got any sense, get out of there. And if we're on the outskirts of it, let's just pray for these people that they get through it okay, you know. And God, please, no arenas. That's the last thing we need going down.
Oh, an arena collapsing?
Yeah. we're supposed to get the schedule.
Especially really arena soon. Certain arena in Jacksonville.
Yeah. I'll leak this. We're going there this year. So can't wait to be back in Jacksonville.
That's reveal number one on the show. We have several reveals already lined up. If you missed last week, you missed quite a few reveals.
Yeah, there were a couple. There's going to be, you know, as far as player signings go, we've got to be a little careful with that because it is restricted free agency, and we got to make sure that, you know, everything flows through the teams that they're on. And a matter of fact, I had one I was hoping to announce tonight that I've got to put off for a day or two because their coach and I haven't spoke yet. So we'll get it all wrapped up, though. And, you know, I would say we're in town again next week. We're going to do another live show, and we'll have a pretty healthy roster announcement at that point, too.
Fantastic.
And we have a guest from one of our new signings coming on tonight.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that'd be a reason to stick around. Dustin Jackson asking if we're going to Arizona this year.
Hey, Dustin, I'd probably quit football if I couldn't come and see you, okay? Because I can't wait to beat you in your home arena and watch you cry little tears streamed. No, I'm just kidding. Dustin, I hope, yeah. I'm pretty confident we're going to do a back-to-back, I think, with Arizona this year. I'm hopeful we are. With the Rattlers, a lot of respect for Coach Guy and the organization, and love the fact that we have fans there too, you know. So it's going to be something to look forward to. And like I said, in the next few days, I would say the schedule is going to come out, and that's going to be a hot topic. I can tell you this, I think with pretty much confidence, we are going to play the first week.
Okay.
So, of the season.
So we'll be starting camp when everyone else is.
It's going to be a home game. So if that works out, that'll be really, really good. So we'll see. We'll see how that rolls.
Well, any let's see what else is going on in Gunslinger Nation. I mean, you haven't been on the ground long enough.
Well,
too terribly much, but
no, not on the ground here, but active, obviously, with all of our operations. No, I would say everything's running pretty much the way it's supposed to be running at this point. You know, our offense is looking extremely strong. Our defense is looking extremely strong so far in the back end. I had, and I won't reveal it tonight, and I'm hopeful, fingers crossed, we have a defensive lineman that we started conversations with today that just literally left the NFL after 3 years and wants to come and play for us. So if that happens, that would be a huge boost to our defense as well. Kickers, we're having great conversations with a couple kickers and that. And then again, you know, we have over 40 some odd athletes trying out on November 23rd. So,
right. I mean, that's,
I'm going to remain hopeful that we get a couple guys from that as well.
Because that's still coming up. We'll push the graphic real quick here so you can
see it.
That's not it.
You're still trying to sell tickets.
Yep, still trying to sell tickets. I'm not quite sure where the tryout graphic went.
November 23rd, you can see everything on our social media. It's going to be a great day. We have a lot of our sponsors going to be there. We've got a great tryout planned. All our coaches are going to be there. We're going to have a Outback Steakhouse is providing lunch for all the athletes. They're going to walk away with a jersey. You know, they're going to have an opportunity to be interviewed by the coaches. So in addition to everything else, it's probably one of the nicer tryouts you're going to go to and be involved in. And like we did last year, we're going to sign people. You know, that's the purpose of these things. We're not doing them for any other reason but to get the best athletes we can.
Well, I know one person who's real excited about camp and the prospects this year. Tina Myers Haddad says, hi, fellas.
Tina.
Because she'll have two sons here. And there's another guy by the name of Myers who signed with us as well, but I don't think he's related.
No, he's not. Kyle Myers, another kid, NFL experience, Florida State pedigree, tremendous defensive back. You know, you look at our defensive backfield right now, and you got to be pretty happy with where we're at. So,
yeah, we went from more or less unknowns and sort of necessarily unproven
good
to
athletes,
this year,
but lack of experience,
right?
So now we're going with a little bit more of a experienced group. I don't want to say veteran because a lot of them aren't, but it's more in line with just having really good football players back there.
Well, it's what you said last year. You wanted to invest more in the defense, and that's exactly these moves are.
Yeah, I was crying like that after a couple games. we didn't have an opportunity to, because the way our schedule was based and because the way our bye weeks were, we didn't have an opportunity to bring in guys, and we didn't have an opportunity to really take time to teach as much as we needed to teach. Because, you know, it was play a game and you got another game coming up. And at one point, I think we played three games in like 12, 13 days.
Right.
So you just can't do those things. And then you had a couple, you know, minor injuries, ankles and fingers and that kind of thing. It just makes it tough. Every other coach has gone through it. So, you know, we learned our lesson. We'll just say that.
Okay. Anything else for the first quarter before we move on?
I don't think so. You know, as far as the other thing I would cover is that, you know, we had this mantra that we were going to always try to win the month in the off season. You know, did we win September? Did we win October? And I think from a football standpoint, we have. We've done very, very well with that. From a corporate partnership standpoint, I think we have. We've done great. We've brought in some unbelievable sponsors. We're going to have, as one of our guests, one of the biggest sponsors in the history of indoor football come on and talk to us. And then on the other side, we really want to get our season tickets going, right? I want to ramp up the season tickets. Guys, I tell you this, I'll say this every year, but you really don't want to miss out on this, because I think what we're going to do this year is going to be pretty historic, for one, but for two, for an entertainment value and for everything that we're doing, you're not going to find better entertainment dollars than you are anywhere else but with the Gunslingers. And so call our offices, call Weston, get in touch with you know, the Gunslingers, and let us know how we can customize a season ticket program for you, you and your family, or your business. So that's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it for our first quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter and our guest.
Yep.
When we return, you're watching Branded Live, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
And welcome back to Branded from Matanga's Pizzeria. And we are joined by the lady herself, Angie Kaufman, CEO of South Texas Spine and Surgical Sponsor and Surgical Hospital, our main sponsor here. I'm getting ahead of myself words-wise. Welcome to Branded.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here. I appreciate you guys inviting me.
Well, we had a major reason for doing so.
Yeah, we did. So way back when we completed the structure of Gunslinger Nation, the one thought I had always had was, you know, being from the NFL, a lot of NFL teams in their training centers had put their major sponsor naming rights deals to the training center. That's someone that you're proud to be associated with, you know, that you really want involved with you. And so we reached out to Angie, and I'm proud to say that beginning here in probably the next couple of days.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
We are South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital is the naming rights key sponsor to Gunslinger Nation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Coach.
Oh, no. Thank you.
We're so privileged to be able to partner with you guys. I think the last podcast we did, you know, we just really had the same values. We really had a lot of the core foundation. Our hospital and you guys as a football team show that as well. So we're really excited to be part of you guys.
You know, what's really funny is we went out and we had a Jen, our director of sales and marketing, and myself and
Dr. Yung Romanelli
and Dr. Marinelli. We went out to dinner and we were talking and we had a little private conversation. We said a lot of our coaching philosophies or leadership things really mirror each other in how we direct staff and how we run organizations. And so when I get to have someone like that on our wall every day, it just makes me feel a lot better that we have that synchronization, you know, that we're both on the same mindset, same path.
That's right. That's right. So again, we are privileged and we are very proud. Thank you.
No, thank you. So for some new fans that we may have, because we have fans all over the country and your hospital sees patients all over the country to you. Tell us again about your facility, your organization, and all that good stuff that goes with it.
Absolutely. So we are a spine and orthopedic hospital. We do have other service lines, but our kind of where we started 23 years ago was with spine and ortho. And so with that comes sports medicine, pain management, hips, knees, backs, and
everything I
hear. Everything that hurts on coach. Yes.
There you go. And we're actually physician owned. And what started 23 years ago was a group of doctors who said, hey, we want to have a say in the outcome of our patients. We want our patients to have the absolute best. We don't want a corporate entity telling us how to run medicine, basically. And so we have a great group of physician partners who are at the table with us all the time, ensuring that we have high quality, safe patient care all the time, 24/7.
And to piggyback that, not only for as a coach, I'm so glad that we have that affiliation for my players. Okay. So when it gets to those points where we got to call in Angie and her group, you want to know that they're being cared for at the highest level. And trust me, we've gone through interview process with many, many organizations and they lead by example. It's one of the things. Now, another part of that, which we're going to announce next week, and formally announce it, but we're looking to even expand it even a little bit further for the medical care for our players.
Absolutely.
As well. So again, we couldn't be more excited about the opportunity.
I know one person who's seriously excited. Megan Ray literally came on and said, so exciting on Facebook.
That's our head trainer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And she's very, very excited, obviously, about having the support, having the backing and saying, I see this, and she can talk to somebody, she can consult with somebody about it, as opposed to I'll just do all I can.
Absolutely. And I always challenge people to go out and do your research, right? So right. I challenge people to go out, look our hospital up. That's right.
Right.
We have the top patient satisfaction, the top highest quality outcomes, and the top patient safety outcomes as well. And we were named the fourth hospital in the state of Texas for joint surgeries. So,
and you know what? And this is the honest God truth. I have access to NFL medical and everything for me personally. And I chose South Texas to do anything that I need to do to help my back, okay, and any of my orthopedic needs. So I'm just telling you, this isn't just, hey, great, we got a sponsor, it's great. No, trust me, a lot of research went into this. And my number one concern is always my players and to make sure that they have the absolute best care. And that was the driving force behind this. And then the fact that we have a CEO of the organization that, you know, is taking time out to come here on this dumb old coach's show and say, you know, and be with us and show your support. And that's incredibly generous of you. Again, we're just excited as all can be for 2025.
And again,
then beyond.
You're right. Exactly.
Oh, so let's talk about that for a second. So this isn't a 1-year naming rights deal for the facility. This is a 5-year commitment. Okay, I want you to think about that for indoor football. We have a 5-year naming rights deal with South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, and couldn't be more excited. So that'll tell you how much research we did in knowing that 5 years from now, we're going to be as happy as we are today.
Yeah.
So again, thank you.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we talked a little bit about foundation and leadership. Really what the heart of our hospital is our employees and our doctors. We have a lot of employees who have been there from the beginning, like literally taking the shovel and digging in the dirt and putting bricks in the very start of the foundation of our hospital. And they are still there. So I think that's really important to acknowledge that they are the heart. And when you have that type of longevity from a team, employees, doctors.
Yeah, and for fans to know that if we signed a 5-year deal, we plan on being here at least 5 years,
That's right.
So that's why I'm saying is that just like she had doctors and nurses and staff digging that foundation, we're in a very similar situation. You know, we've been around for a bit, but we've really put our shovel in the ground.
That's right.
And said, we're going to be here. We are San Antonio's football team. And to have a partnership like yours where we're both committed is just huge.
It's absolutely just a
huge,
absolutely
huge partnership.
And again, it's all about our community, right? Our San Antonio community, right? You are bringing entertainment. You are bringing sports. You're bringing your league to our great city for people to enjoy, right?
Yeah, and so it's and exciting. You think about it. You get it's funny. We get people at their best. You get people when they're at their worst, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's where I know the one thing that stuck with me is I said to your doctor, I said, you know, for a guy like me, it's about quality of life. And he said, that's our mantra, is giving you a better quality of life. It's not just to cut you open and say, thanks insurance, and we'll see you later. It's about, did we improve your quality of life? And so when you get people, they're not feeling that great. People, they're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's the yin and the yang, you know, which I think is kind of unique in the sense that, you know, we have that opportunity to touch so many people on the best times of their lives and on the times that aren't so good.
Absolutely.
You know,
and we're going to continue to grow, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if I got anything to say about it,
that's right.
We're going to continue to grow and be a dominant force in the San Antonio market and nationally. You see by our fans calling from Arizona, New York, Florida, everywhere else is that, you know, we have a following and thank the good Lord we do. And that was the other unique thing about when we first talked is that you have patients from all over the country to come and see you.
Absolutely. We do. So. We do have a lot of patients that actually fly in to have surgery at our hospital. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah. I did. I flew in for my doctor's appointment. And it's one of the, you know, you want the best people. And I think we have the best football team, best organization. We now have the best naming rights sponsor. Only someone that's the equivalent of what we do to put next to us in our name would we. I know the Rackler family and the Steubing family would only allow. And they were just thrilled to hear that it was you. And, so we're excited about the next 5 years.
I love it. Together. I love it. That's
and it will
right.
grow. It will
absolutely.
Grow.
I fully believe that too. So
yeah. Well, thank you so
no,
much.
No, thank you.
Tina Myers Herdot, again, who has skin in the game, says it's an amazing sponsor. Thank you so much. Guns up.
Yeah, she has two sons.
That will be. He'll be show at camp, and we'll be trying to be on the team, of course. And
now you're going to also participate in the tryout on November 23rd, right? You're going to have a presence there.
We will.
And in addition to the presence on the building and all that, but you're going to, that's the other nice thing, everybody. This isn't someone who just wrote a check and said, we're going to be an absentee sponsor. This is somebody who's going to be at the tryouts and at camp and at functions. And we're going to do a lot of things together. You're going to hear some unbelievable things next week. Again, how we're even expanding on this. And I just, you know, I couldn't thank you enough.
Yeah.
Seriously, you make my job so much easier. And I appreciate that. And I hope that we can make your job easier as well.
Absolutely. Again, we feel very privileged. Thank you.
Good. All right. We good?
Yep, that'll do it for.
Thanks for your time, honey.
No, thank you.
Thanks, dear. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for coming off again. This is Angie Kaufman of South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. We'll be back with the second half of Branded in just a bit. Don't go anywhere.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Batangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Batangas near you.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
Welcome back to Branded. Ralph Judkins along with Tom Manas as we start the third quarter. Man, this show's just sliding and slipping right on by. Did have a question from BJ Steffen of the Blizzard Fancast asking, real simple, 17 teams still?
No.
Do you care to elaborate?
No.
All right.
Moving on. I can't. I at this point, listen, you know, I hope we have an ample, strong team roster, and we will. And Todd Tryon, our commissioner, there's nobody better at that, and whatever we end up with, and you all know in the next week or so, is going to be a great league roster. It's going to be just a great league roster. So we're all set. I'm excited about it. I love what I'm hearing so far. I hope the owners all come to an agreement on schedule in the next day or two, and then by next Wednesday we can pop it off to the fans.
And it's got to be better than last year.
Man, you could have had herpes, and it would have been better than our schedule last year. Yeah, it was the worst schedule known to mankind last year. It was just bad. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. And that's
pretty bad. That is pretty bad.
Yes. It was. Yeah, they're really.
No, it was. I mean, it was almost ridiculous at some points. And I get it. New kid on the block, you know, talking brash, doing all that. We'll show them, you know. Okay, you win. We'll see how we do this year. We'll just say that, you know. Hopefully we'll get a good one.
And Monica says, and herpes has made it onto the show.
Yep. It was only a matter of time, Monica.
And she had said previously that it's great that the team has connections with the hospital for the players' sake. I didn't get a chance to say that when.
Well, that's the number one concern. We've Angie always had that.
Right.
But it's the level in which, you know, to have a hospital that we're looking at all medical services through, where you can get them from the point of injury where Megan does the triage to the diagnostic at the hospital, to the surgical at the hospital, to the post care at the hospital and with Megan. I mean, come on. Nobody is more concerned about player safety and recovery than I am. Nobody. So I want to make, you know, that was a huge selling point for us to go the direction we did.
And the level of commitment, like you said,
5 years
towards the players and towards the organization.
When you commit, hey, listen, you know, I'll bet you 50% of the divorces don't go 5 years.
Our marriages.
Yeah, we are married and happily so.
Yes.
With South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. Couldn't be more excited about that relationship and can't wait to get even deeper again with Dr. Marinelli and his group on that side, on the day-to-day care of the players as well.
And that's going to be exciting, having them at the tryouts, because they're
everywhere. They're going to be everywhere.
They'll be there.
Listen, they are. We treat our corporate partners as true partners, okay? And that goes for this show, everybody. Anybody who would, you know, that's a corporate sponsor of ours or looking to be a sponsor of ours that would love to have a branded live show at their location, reach out to Jen and let's start that conversation, because we integrate with our partners groups and we want to make sure that they understand that. And that goes from tickets to live shows, to player events, to autograph sessions, to, you know, game day experience, all of it. And I don't think anybody does it better than we do.
If you don't like it, beat us.
Well, I'm just saying, it's proof's in the pudding. We've got a track record of, you know, I think that was the biggest misstep this year in the awards thing. What April, Jordan, James, Weston, Robert, all the groups, Morgan, the non necessarily football side, but the football operation side of it do. Our cheerleaders are outstanding, and all that. I just think they should have been recognized a little bit more than the fact that we didn't get recognized for the experience we give. Because every coach I talk to and every player that comes here, all they do is rave about it. Half the players I've signed from other teams, the first thing they said is, I want to go and have the experience I had when we played there. Guns up. Yeah, that's a guns up.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a true statement. And that happened multiple times already, that they enjoyed it so much they wanted to be a part of it.
And that's been the selling point of Gunslinger
and
Nation.
And that has nothing to do with me. That has to do with all the hardworking people that we just talked about.
Well, first year was you. And now and now that they've had a taste of San Antonio, now they're coming back.
Well, I think,
or they want to come.
Listen,
here.
There's several reasons why players want to go to a team. In this league, it can't be about the money.
Right.
They have to go because, one, they either like or respect the head coach. They like and respect this coaching staff. Then the next question they ask is, how's housing? We have great housing. April, just a matter of fact, April and I Tuesday are going to look at our place and tie up all those loose ends already. And it's what, October? And then it's, how's the food? Nobody has better food than San Antonio, so we know that. And then it's, how are the accommodations? Well, you have your own locker. We have our own locker. Yeah, and you have your players' lounge, you know, if you want to shoot pool and watch TV, and the fridge is always full. What? And you got the conference rooms and the players' meeting rooms. You've got, you know, the full-time trainers. We have Megan, and we usually have a full staff of three trainers full time, on site, great equipment manager, in Justine. She just takes care of the guys like, a mom would take care of her kids as far as making sure they got what they need. And, their clothes are clean and the rooms are nice and everything's good. So you add all those things together and then you put Don and Pam and James and Stephanie at the top and, you know, it all starts there, you know, and so we're excited about it and we're glad to It's very flattering to have players say that. So, hey, I noticed, do we have our friend in our green room yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. We have a player coming on, and we got to make sure that we get a hold of him, and either he comes on this quarter or he'll come on the beginning of the fourth quarter. But
right. Well, we did have a clarifying question from Monica.
Okay.
One fridge for 40 guys at a training camp.
Well, it's okay. It's a little bit different than that. No, it's the fridge is there all the time, and there's a coffee maker there, and they got their full little player's kitchen, and the fridge and the freezer typically is not for food because we're always feeding them. It's for leftovers and popsicles and Pedialyte and cold Gatorades and waters. You show me anywhere else in the country that they do that at this level, and I'll tell you the answer: nobody. Okay. So yeah, that's all part of it. You know,
how's your refrigerator holding out?
Yeah. The one you gave me, I had to Velcro the door, you cheap bastard. No, no, just kidding. It works great. Yeah. So it's, but that, you know, and I half the time I keep my fridge full just so when they come in my office to grab waters, you know, that's what they do
because they will.
Yeah. They do every day.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's okay. And, you know, I used to have this thing of Red Hots, a big jug of Red Hots, but Megan ate like 500 of them. And then so I just gave her the thing and I said, just keep it. You just come in here and take handfuls. So just keep it. So, yeah, anything I have in my office, they all come and take. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the attraction of the organization. Did you want to comment on any of our recent signings and how it affected them?
Well, like I said, all of our signings from other teams, it was an integral part of getting players signed, was how we treat the players. And you know, listen, this league is a, you know, it's a small fraternity, right? So in that small fraternity, they talk. And they talk about how they're being treated. And if they're not treated well, they talk about that. And if they're treated well, they also talk about that. But I can't tell you how many guys I talked to that I'd never met before. And they said, hey, I heard da-da-da-da-da from da-da-da-da-da. Is that true? And I said, yeah, that's true. And they right away, they're very anxious about coming on board with us. So, no, it's been from that standpoint, it's been a great, great relationship with the players. And we say what we do and we do what we say.
So. And that's kind of a gunslinger, John Wayne kind of thing, referring to the
doesn't
owner,
change. Owner Don company. And I have very similar philosophies when it comes from our leadership roles, him and his company and the success he had and me with my success I've had in football. It's all stemmed from the same things, is that your greatest resources is your employees. Our greatest resources is our football players. So if you don't take care of your greatest resource, you're just, you know, you're not going down the right path. So that was a big draw for me to come here, is that finally I had someone that thought the same way I thought, you know, and I hope he thinks I think the same way he does. So, yeah.
And he understood that going in, and you understood that going in, that there are certain things that you just have to do. And
hey, listen, somebody asked me, what do you have for team rules? And I said, we only have one team rule, and that's be on time. And they said, well, that's it? And I said, yeah, because everything else is an expectation. So, you know, not doing this, not doing that, not doing this, not doing that. Those are expectations. The only rule we have is just be on time. And, you know, so accountability is the biggest thing. The guys that we're bringing in are just my same mantra, bring in character that can play football. And that's what we're accomplishing.
So. And so looking at the payout from last year, how many people did we have that did not meet those expectations?
In all honesty, probably just one. And he didn't last long.
And that's, again, that's what the expectations
and
are.
And it wasn't anything, you know, notorious. It was just a non-behavioral act in a public space. and it wasn't anything crazy. And the very next day he was released, and he's a good young man. He had a brain fart and came with consequence. So, I'll say this again. We probably had 70 guys go through the program, from tryouts to camp to the season, and we didn't have so much as a traffic ticket. So that should tell you something about character. We have a zero tolerance for drugs, and we have a strict rule policy on alcohol. Obviously, no drinking and driving and no public intoxication and no overindulgence, and the guys have been great about that. So you want to play here? That's the rules. You don't want to play here? That's okay. You want to do your own thing? You know, and believe me, I've gotten elevators with football players from other teams where I got a contact high. So I'm just saying it happens. We don't allow it. So, and we're going to always be that way. Listen, we're God family football, and we don't just put it on a wall. We actually mean it. Okay. I told one player, I said, you know, you're going to be surprised at camp. The last week of camp, right before the season starts, we have a 10-minute period where we practice the national anthem. And he looked at me and he said, what? And I said, yeah, we practice the national anthem. How we're going to stand, what our hands are going to be, where our feet are going to be, how we're going to hold our helmet, how we're going to place our hand on our heart, where we're going to stand in alignment and do all those things, because that's important to us. And it's important to Don Rackler. So if it's important to Don Rackler, it's important to me. And it was important to me before Don Rackler, so that made it easy. And we're going to always maintain that. We're going to pray in public. We're going to open doors for people. We're going to humbly win. We're going to humbly lose. We are going to do what we need to do to maintain the character and structure of this football team, no matter what. So.
And that could very well do it for the third quarter.
Yeah.
I think we need to make a phone call while we're on break.
I'll make one on break. Yep. We'll see where he's at.
And get the fourth one in as we head into the fourth quarter. You're watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. We'll be back in just a bit.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
What can I say? Comes with the job. One minute I'm making a one-hand catch on the sideline. Next minute, it's lights out, and I'm on the sideline. And that's why I like Complete Care, because they're fast, just like me. They have ultrasound, CAT scan, x-ray, and even on-site lab. So if you get sidelined, know where to go. Complete Care, official sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslinger.
Ralph, look down.
Look down? Yeah. Yeah. It's got the, you didn't notice that. Well, we're back.
I noticed that.
We're back, and it's the fourth quarter. Welcome back to Branded as we are now joined on stage. Let's bring up the duel here.
There you go.
And I guess we'll go with this one.
You got to watch him. Matt's really shy. Can you tell? He's shy guy.
Yeah, clearly.
No, not at all, man. I'm looking forward to it. What's up, guys?
Welcome to Brandon.
Introducing.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience.
What's up, man? My name is Matthew Burrell. Buckeye, Bearcat, offensive lineman, new gunslinger, trying to get some wins for you guys.
What's funny is Matt and I got on the phone for the first time and we started talking, and we have a lot of similar, which happens a lot, but with Matt, it was really strange because we were talking about a lot of things. He goes, yeah, that's me too. Or he'd say something, I'd go, yeah, that's me too. And then as we were wrapping the conversation before we were going to make the ultimate decision, I said, hey, when's your birthday? And he goes, April 24th. And I said, what? I go, that's my birthday. He goes, oh, come on. I've heard recruiting pitches, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've heard it all, but I got it.
I said, no, it's my birthday. I swear. It's my birthday. Yeah. So we have the same birthday.
Yeah, man. That was an angel note for me. I was like, all right, man, go ahead and take advantage of it.
Yeah, and for guys that don't know, Matt, let's because I don't know if you saw it, but I touted you as probably the number one offensive line free agent available in indoor football. And I do mean it. His pedigree is humbling itself. But also, talk about your pro experience and your journey there.
Yeah, dude. So I have a faithful story, I'll say now, just because, you know, I give all thanks to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just because I've been able to do the things that I've done. You know, 2020, 2021 was a crazy year for the world. And, my pro day was canceled. I had about 14 to 15 different inquiries about working out and getting things done and coming to a conclusion about, you know, preseason camp in the NFL.
And this was coming out of Ohio State, right? I'm sorry.
I finished at Sam Houston State. So when Coach Urban Meyer left Ohio State and Burrow and Antonio Williams, everybody left, we all kind of parted ways. My entire class
did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he left. He was a senior as a Bearcat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
These things I know. I do a little.
No, I knew that. I didn't know if it was. You had your pro day, like, in your
my pro day, so I tried to do both. I was going to go back and do a pro day, and I was going to try.
Oh, I got you.
And I had no opportunity to do either. With that being said, I went on to, you know, I was, to be honest enough, I was homeless, dude. And training and working and trying to come along with something that equaled, you know, something for my son, you know, and then, I ended up playing about five or six games early on in Tucson my rookie year. This is still my rookie tenure, but my 2021, I played in Tucson, played about six games. Todd Haley called me at the end of that year, brought me in with Tampa Bay Bandits for the USFL.
Tell them who you played with, Matt.
Experience.
Matt, tell them who you played with in Tampa Bay.
Oh, the Myers, man. The Myers, the Dale City Myers.
DJN yeah. guy, right?
Yeah, so we're Prince William County all the way through, and me, DJ, and Guy kind of just stuck through that and finished off there, but we branched off again, and so I went to Arizona with the Cardinals and had a preseason workout there, got shipped off straight to Minnesota, had some time there too with the Vikings, and then went back to Memphis, had an injury. Being crazy and being passionate as I am, I tried to come back off of a grade 3 MCL in 8 weeks when I really needed 6 months. It was pretty soon, but for me, I was an NFL free agent, and I had, you know, a small window to capitalize on it. So I finished those two games, and after that, I was released into a pool because I had to have another operation on my knee, which was just taking out the hardware that I had to hold my knee intact, which led to a lot of different, you know, configurations just as far as, like, my nerve, you know, drop foot. I had a little things that I had to deal with that I really had never dealt with before in my career. From there, got myself back together, and had some team I could have waited to the, for the UFL and USFL, but I heard, you know, because I played with Quan Stallworth as well, and Quan Stallworth is a stud man and a stud offensive lineman and somebody who I take very seriously as far as
you who's know, coming back consider. By the way, yeah.
Like, what do you consider like? Do they love us? Do they take care of like? Is this something that you know I could do instead of this? You know what I'm saying? And you know, hearing about LaCobe Tucker's story as well, it was something. It was almost a no brainer because when I got cleared, I called DJ first. I'm like, hey man, I really like what you guys did down there, and I feel like I can help because they're 1 to 2 pieces away from. You know, there was, I mean, the Pirates, the short, the, like the games, there was like 2 to 3 scores. I'm like, but you know, I always feel like if you lose by 1 or 2 and then those guys go on to play in the playoffs and stuff like that, that you lose 1 or 2, we're 1 or 2 pieces away. And that's just where I'm at. Athletically, I feel like there's not 50 centers making, you know, 40 grand a week better than me. And I felt like that since 2021, and I've shown that plenty of times. You know, I've worked with some pretty, you know, I've worked with some pretty high names, just as far as Todd Haley, you know, Bob Saunders, James Saxon, Bill Muir, like guys who have really, you know, Dave Rosano is another one who, you know, 3 Super Bowls and stuff like that. My main goal is to win games wherever I'm at and forever where I'm at, you know, so. That's just where I'm at.
Signed this guy. Well, and we talked about, Matt, we talked about, you know, plan, right? And having an opportunity to keep playing rather than, you know, and this is, I guess, for non-football people, football players are perishables. We have a shelf life. Like, there's only so long you can do what we do, right? And the majority of our careers happen way before the pros. You know, they start in peewee, then you got junior high school, college, and then you have a small window for pro football. And if you can keep playing, you never know what opportunity is going to present themselves. That's one. But two is, if you love football, why wouldn't you want to do it every day? I mean, this is an opportunity to be a football player, a professional football player. And I think, you know, in talking to Matt, I said, well, I'm going to treat you like a pro football player. You know, don't let the league or the, you know, the level or whatever get in your mind. Because if I said, call every single guy, you know, that ever played for me and ask him if I didn't treat this like our own little NFL, because we do. And that's the thing, is that if that's why you get guys like Matt. Okay. And, Matt and Quan and Harvey and Hardy and Bird, we've got a really good offensive line already, like a really good offensive line. Now I'm excited about that. Now you pair that with our wide receiving core, you know, DJ, Naquan Murray.
That young man from the Raptors had a great year that we just signed too. That young man right there had a great year.
Yeah, Glenn Gibson.
Yeah,
you know, Kali Richard, Harper at running back. Our quarterback room's full right now with 3 great quarterbacks. I mean,
there's going to be competition everywhere for us, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want to walk in and bully nobody out of a spot. You know, I want to come in and compete, and looks like we all are going to be competing. But also, you know, I'm a coach right now. I'm a high school coach. We're 6-1 right now in Ohio, in the hardest division. Well, the second hardest division in Ohio. And I don't care how you say it again.
Congratulations, coach.
Ooh, man, averaging about, you know, I'll say, you know, minus the, we took 2 knees last week for minus 30 yards. You know, before that we had 310 yards on the ground. Before that we had 295, and it was like a 52 game sprout that we have never done that. We hadn't done that in 52 games at the school itself. And this is my first year coaching, and I've already had to take the headset off. Hey,
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it harder to be a coach or a player? The fact that you had to think about it, I'm going with coach.
Yeah, I think coaching is harder because a lot of times you want to be like, well, do it like me. You know, like me, I'm like, do it like this real quick. And, well, he don't have ankle mobility, nor does he do any toe yoga, and he doesn't know his ribs and his T-spine, and he doesn't keep his back tight and can't move with his core. So, like, I forget the level of expertise. Like, I forget the training that I have sometimes. But it makes me get creative with my drills. And I've done so many indies. I've done so many workouts. I've done so many, like, whether it's, you know, I studied LaCharles Bentley and got to work with him a couple of times, whether it was at Nike in Oregon or I worked with him again we did a testing thing with the Children's Health Hospital for the NFL for optimal movement. Like, I've literally learned how to build stances. I've learned how to, you know, revamp run blocking and how I'm going forward is just like going backwards if you keep your pelvis in the same spot. Like, the things that I've learned from not being able to do it is where I'm like, all right, this is my, all right, cool.
Well,
but this is what I have to do, you know?
Yeah. And it's funny how when you have to teach people that might not have your physical skill set to do something that you want them to do, and so you have to adjust your game plan around their skill set, not your skill set, right?
You gotta structure.
Or the level of skill set you had.
Yeah,
that's a tough thing. Yeah, it is tough. Well, hey, Matt, listen, we loved having you on.
I'm sorry it took me so long. I'm 2 hours later, so I got done with my workout. Matt,
hold on a second. We got some questions for you.
Well, there's a story in here. I don't know if we even have time for it on this call from Tina Myers Haddad saying thank you for standing up for Guy in Tampa and Memphis. You already knew. Welcome and so happy you're a gunslinger.
What's up, girl?
Yeah. She's real excited you're there. And Monica Martin from Sports Coast to Coach asking the big question, what is he looking forward to most about going to San Antonio and playing for the Gunslingers?
I'll put it this way. So I played in San Antonio in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl in the Alamo Dome. My experiences in San Antonio have all been very, very, have been very, very good. I'm more just excited to be back, like at Riverwalk and stuff like that. I'm excited to see San Antonio again.
Good. No, we're excited to have you. So,
you ran away from the dog. Show us the dog.
No, don't show us the dog.
Don't show us the dog.
No. Okay.
God, no.
Jordan Steubing says, welcome to the fam, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to meet everybody here. And we were talking yesterday, and I think Matt's going to try to come in
November on the 22nd.
23rd is the camp.
22nd, I'd probably come in the 23rd.
Yeah. So he was talking about coming in, seeing the facility, but also he has his son here, so close by. So that was another opportunity. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you next month, kiddo. All right.
Hey, man, I love you guys. Thank you for having me. Thank you. It's been a very humbling experience all the way up to this. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
All right, buddy. Well, sounds good. Well, listen, keep training, keep your mind right, and we'll talk soon.
What do we say? Guns up or what? What's our slogan?
We're guns up,
baby. Guns up.
Get used to it. Thank you a lot.
All right, buddy.
This has been Matt Woodbridge, who's going to
Burrell.
Right, Matt Burrell. Sorry, got it wrong. Matt Burrell joining us as a recently signed center for the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Matt, you can tell he's very shy.
Yes.
He's an introvert, you know.
I can imagine sponsors having absolutely no interest in having this guy's face and having the
friend. He would be great.
He
is a great kid.
He would be a great front facing character and ambassador for the team. You can kind of tell. And he's got a story. I did more than a little research on him and his backstory. And he is definitely a man of faith and been through the fire. He has been through more than one fire and is battle tested. And I'm excited to see yep. what he's going to bring to the line.
All right.
Anything else for the fourth quarter?
Let's wrap it up.
We'll come back and wrap it up in just a bit. This has been Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
It's the high school football season, the most exciting time of the year.
That's right, Greg, and John Wayne Service Company is in on the action with Texas Sports Productions.
Watch and listen to the hundreds of games this season on the all-new TSP app, and vote for the John Wayne Player of the Game during the games and the John Wayne Player of the Week beginning on Sundays during the season.
Go to johnwayne.com to vote and be automatically entered to win a $10,000 home makeover.
Get in the game today with TSP
and John Wayne Service Company.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matanga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matanga's near you.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
All right.
And this gets us to our finale. This will wrap up our week, our final week of the season, episode 45. Live another day or live another day as we
this is it, right?
To be live. Yeah, this is it. Make sure
this is we're packing it up, putting it to bed, and then we'll be back starting next week. What is that, the 16th?
Next week would be the 16th.
16th that is correct. Will be the start of season 2 of Branded. And I'm sure we'll be well over 110,000 for this year. And the goal is go up to be over a quarter million next year. That's our goal. 250. Starting fresh. Starting from zero next week.
Right.
We got to.
New location. And we're past the October 15th deadline of
yeah.
all the things.
And I do want people to reach out that would love to have Branded at their business. Just call Jen. Let's have that conversation. And you don't necessarily have to be a sponsor, but maybe you'll become one, you know, and that'd be great.
Well, you can start by liking and subscribing before you go. And now it's that special moment in the show.
All right. Well, first of all, I want all of us to take bended knee tonight and pray for those that are in harm's way with the hurricane. And just know that you're not alone, and God bless you, and we're all thinking of you. And if we can be of any help, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay? And if we can't help you directly, we will find you help. I promise you that. And with that, I want to say goodnight to Miss Susan. I love you, and I miss you already, sweetie. And to Eli, Mila, and Liliana, I love you. It's time to go to bed. Good night.
This has been Branded for October 9th, 2024. And as always, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody. Thank you.